The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then after we got 7 games left, 2 against Orlando. Just a heads up, brought to you by John Foy. Since the Braves, I guess they're not going to play. They're already just going to come home. So it's also the Braves and Dodgers, 8:30 first pitch, Bryce Elder and Blake Snell. So there you have it. Thanks, John Foy.
Yeah, be interesting to see what we come in with tomorrow, our last day together of the week, and Rusty's in on Friday. Obviously, the Hawks playing out they're not playing out the string, but they're in the 7-8 hole. Like, I mean, it's how we're playing in 2.5 weeks, right? Can you win the game to get in the playoffs? You'll play Orlando either there or here. If you win that, you're in a series. What do you think the excitement level will be for the Boston Celtics, Atlanta Hawks? Do you think it'll be like the city will be hyped to play the Celtics?
Period. Just because it's great basketball. The NBA, you know, the true you guys who live for it with the Celtics and that sexy team coming in here.
Or the Cavs will be the 8. Mm-hmm. They'll be the 1. Mm. They'll be big star power. I mean, not like Boston, but Donovan Mitchell and that Cavs team, Evan Mobley and company.
Either way, State Farm is rocking and sold out, period.
For games absolutely. 3 and 4.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, listen, we took Boston to 7 when they won the title year. That was the Zaza Pachulia series. We took him. Did we take him to 6 last year when Trae Young hit that shot? Was that last year when they won the title? Didn't Trae Young hit like a half-court shot to basically win that game? Was it maybe it wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago. Go look at that. Look that up. Because the Celtics only lost. I think the Celtics lost 2 games. They went 16-2. Mm. So 2 years ago maybe when Trae hit that playoff shot. But regardless, 2 years ago, it was game 5. They were trying to close us out, and Trae Young hit that crazy shot, and they came back to Atlanta for game 6. That's the year the Celtics lost in game 7 to Miami and Jimmy Butler. But we have a history of playing Boston tough. I think that would be the series we want, 2 versus 7, right?
Yeah.
I think that would be there's the famous Zaza and Kevin Garnett scrap, right, when we won game 6. And you're like, dude, we're going back to game 7. Anything can happen. We got absolutely smoked in game 7. But that was a year you did not think we could match up with those guys. So that'll be fun down the stretch for the Hawks as well. What'd you think of Arthur Blank admitting he did a 1-hour phone call with Kirk Cousins where he let Kirk Cousins essentially vent, right? And express his desire.
I think it's on brand for traded. Arthur Blank, who is a respectful gentleman who returns phone calls, even returns texts. He was going to allow Kirk to vent and then just say to him, you're adorable, you're very wealthy from our Atlanta Falcons franchise, and we're going to do what's best for us, and I'm sure you can understand that. I think that's how it went. He took 5 pages of notes, which I appreciate. It was an hour-long phone call. He's very respectful.
What's there to say for an hour, though? Like, what is it? I'm not blaming Arthur, but, like, I would imagine, and I have not talked to Terry about this. I would imagine Terry Fontenot was probably a little irritated. Like, does he really need to go to Arthur for an hour about this? Mm-hmm. It's real simple. It's a business deal, dude. We've paid you our part. We paid you a lot of money. You failed us. That's what you did. You failed. Life is simple in sports. There's winning, losing, good acquisition, bad one. Matthew Dujon for a 3rd-round pick, that's a fail, right? Drafting Kyle Pitts, that was a fail at where you did. The Kirk Cousins thing failed, right? Michael Penix win at 8, obviously. So my point is, we paid you. You got your money.
I just think as a billionaire, he's likely smarter than you and I, and maybe he was picking Kirk's brain. Maybe there was a bigger discussion of culture and what is his opinion on things that are right. Kirk has been on a lot of teams and made a lot of money, and he's very respected in the league. He really is, whether we're mad at him or not for going to Chipotle in Cleveland. But I know that that is on brand for Arthur to take the time.
I do want to say one other thing that you brought up the other day, and I don't think I dismissed you because I would never do that. It's just not my nature. I'll tell you what it is in 1 second because I don't think I owe you an apology, and not that I'm not willing to offer that, but I was kind of like, come on, that doesn't. But let me give you 3 strikes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're wondering what it is I said?
No.
There's so many things.
I don't know.
Yeah. So many times I dismiss mm-hmm. you. That who had a bad ending to their career with your team? So I did this morning with the morning guys. Well, because Tiffany's leaving. She's having a good ending. She's moving on and saying mornings are not for her, and she's had a great run, and she's moving on to other stuff. But not everybody in Atlanta sports has had a great ending to their career in town.
Right.
Who had a bad ending to their career with your team? With your team. Like, Dominique had a bad ending. He got traded to the Clippers. Michael Vick ended up in federal prison. Those are bad endings with your team,
correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Dansby Swanson won a World Series and left town. That's a good ending, right? Mm-hmm. We weren't happy to lose him, but if you're going to go out, right? Who had a bad ending to their career with your team? The coach or current or former coach you love to listen to. Current or former coach. There was a Jay Glazer did a little video yesterday at the pool. Where are the owners' meetings going
Palm
on?
Palm Beach.
Palm Beach mm-hmm. at the Breakers.
Oh, that's a Breakers.
Yeah. And there's like 18 or 20 NFL coaches at the pool. So Dan Quinn, then you hear Tomlin, then you see Andy Reid, then you see Sean. Like,
are they in their swim trunks?
No.
How are they dressed?
They have shirts on.
Oh, thank God.
They have shirts on. So give me a current or former coach that you love to listen to and your favorite Southern dish. Your favorite Southern dish. You can interpret that any way you'd like. I could say Kimberly is my favorite Southern dish. From Lafayette, Louisiana.
We're talking about the new tomato pie on the menu at the Masters. Here we go.
Bad ending to their career in your town. Bad ending to their career in your town. The coach, current or former, you love to listen to. Current or former coach you love to listen to. And favorite Southern dish. Favorite Southern dish. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. And I guess you can interpret bad ending to it in your town. Like, did Tom Glavine have a bad ending because he went to the Mets? I don't know. I mean, it was bad because
yes,
he kind of blamed Schurholz that you didn't come and connect me directly and that we could have been handled differently. And then he ends up at your rival, right? So, you know, it's very rare in sports it's a good ending when your guy leaves town, right?
Matt Ryan was brutal.
Yeah, we talked about Deshaun Watson, and then we move you to...
No, he got wind of the Deshaun. They were doing it on the down low behind his back.
Yeah, it's he doesn't say it, but it's pretty well known. He'll never really get over that's what Arthur...
He shouldn't.
Arthur and Terry, right? Terry's first year.
I believe
because
so.
He leaves, and our quarterback is that Marcus Mariota? Well, he's in Indy, yeah. That's his last year in the league. He's in Indy. We didn't get Deshaun Watson, thank God. And he ends up in Indianapolis, and we get Marcus Mariota. The coach, current or former, you love to listen to, and your favorite Southern dish. I like a good Southern pecan pie. I like it heated. I like some vanilla ice cream on top, mm-hmm. right? I mean,
I like that you said pecan. That's very Southern of you.
Okay.
There you go. As
opposed to...
Does Volume make a pecan pie?
Not really. Volume makes me strange Turkish dishes,
mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
over the years. But she's a great chef, Valya. She's just too healthy. You know?
Yeah, she's so healthy.
When I go home, it's like there's barely any dressing on the salad. She's always grilling salmon, you know, one piece of bread maybe. It's not like a whole, you know, like, Valya, look at me, right?
And that's why she's so fit and in shape. And
she looks. Imagine that over the years, the way she looks at me, like, how did I end up with that guy? Like, she loves me to death, but like, she is the classiest, most respectable.
She is. So is your dad. I mean, yeah. He was such an elegant gentleman.
I know, and people were just like,
you were adopted for sure. 404-726-0929. What did you dismiss? What was the
thing? Yeah, because you said Maybe the Braves knew something was up with Jerkson Profar when they signed Alex Verdugo.
On March the 20th.
On March the 20th. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, oh, Sandra, I mean, that's a long time before it happened. And scuttlebutt is, you know, usually there's word that this is going to come down and that it was a strange time to sign a guy that was out of baseball and Alex Verdugo. And that indeed, Sandra may be right. They got wind that Jerkson Profar may be in trouble with his test. And that's why Alex Verdugo. So
and
when
so
a woman,
I believe that Verdugo and Profar also have the same agent.
Well,
is that correct?
Yep.
So
I think
if
they
you got to just start being a real dig down journalist.
Journalist,
because you can connect the dots with stuff that you start.
You did
hearing.
A good job with that. And if I in any
and if you
if
need,
I
if you need
any
me
way,
to find out something on Instagram, I got you, playa. I know how to connect the dots.
If in any way that. Are you referring to something?
There's some stuff.
On whose Instagram?
A lot of people's Instagram that you can go find stuff immediately.
And know what's going
not
on.
Not yours. Don't get all weird.
I know. I'm not getting weird. It's just, all right, 404-726-0929. So let's do this.
So what's your take?
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
It's time for you to sound off.
One, two.
With three strikes.
Quit your whining.
On the Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Hey, Jason, what was a bad ending to a player in your town, the career?
I'm going to go not crazy bad, but Mark Rollers was never really the same after the Larry's home run.
No, that's a good one. Did they release him eventually? He was really bad. Goes to the Yankees? Rollers, where does he end up? That's a pretty interesting.
Yeah,
one.
I mean, he should have been a hero down here, and he still is, but I don't think he gets the credit he deserves for the early 90s team.
The current or former coach that you love to listen to?
That's easy, Tony Dungy.
That's a good one.
And favorite Southern dish?
I'm gonna go with fried chicken's lazy, so I'll go with chicken and dumplings.
Listen, there's only a few that can really pull off the chicken and dumplings. Is your mom one of them,
yes,
too? That lady, she is the most Southern.
You got to use real, like, homemade. You can't just go grab. Now, listen, they're great, raw biscuits and all, but when you make homemade dumplings.
Have you ever made that for Larry?
Yes, yes.
You ever make meatloaf for him?
Yes. Mom's recipes,
all of
it.
Ever make tomato pie for him?
Never made tomato pie. Tomato pie is not easy to make, y'all.
That crust is tricky.
Because you can't get it too watery inside. So there's a trick. You got to make the paste
I
work.
I understand. Make the paste. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jordan and Marietta, a bad ending to a player in your town.
I guess it hasn't officially ended, but this Kirk Cousins thing is pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Sandra had a great point today when she was talking about why do we spend all this time about a backup quarterback that will be gone instead of talking about our roster.
And even if he's here, it's not going to matter. Like, right. It's just going to be like.
Everything is about Michael Penix Jr. This 15th pick if we can trade down and land some more picks. Think about Cousins also cost us that pick for tampering.
That's
it's
right.
Not just the awful contract. Mm-hmm. The coach, current or former, you love to listen to?
Rex Ryan's pretty funny. He
does a good job. How about how he thought he was getting that, or how he was lobbying for the Jets job? He's like, I'm the best guy for the job. That was kind of, that was clownish. Favorite Southern dish? Favorite Southern dish?
I'm going to go with shrimp and grits.
Delish.
Who does a great shrimp and grits in town? Somebody jump out at you?
South City Kitchen.
Yeah, that's a good one. There you go.
Really good.
She is on her game. She has one day left. Meaning like You're coming with a lot of game last 2 days.
Wow, thank you.
You got one more day.
Okay.
And I think that's all you're good for. 3 days.
Then you go back to the lake.
You do 3 days. Then you go back to the lake. Go get in the kitchen and make Larry something Southern. Make him something Southern. Hey, thank you, Day-Day. Thank you, Bo. We're back tomorrow with Sandy. Rusty's here Friday. Jason Evans joined us as well from the official Duke podcast. And thanks for making the Steakhouse.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Part of your Wednesday. Bye.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.